You're listening to Midnight Radio Show, coming to you live across the galaxy from wherever and whenever you may happen to be. It's always midnight somewhere in the vasty endlessness of the space-time continuum, and here we are. For those of you who are keeping track, this is Season 2, Episode 6. On Radio Free Brooklyn.
Warm.
Let
me pause so we can like chat about what we want to do. We'll just be in it. This ring, the JY ring, it's called, and then the planet is the JY. That's the hub. And then all those little asteroids are mostly ships that are floating stores and junkyards and all those things where all the different...
What's this?
Oh, that's the sun.
Oh, okay. So it's the sun in this...
Yeah, well, that's the star solar system is based on.
I can't recall the political system of the JY. And some illuminate
on the political systems and methods of organization.
I've heard things are quite all sticky over there.
A little bit freeform.
This isn't mine anymore.
That's not, I didn't get knocked out. You know what? I saw it and I thought it was the sparkle lights, so I didn't fix it. But it's right behind the edge of the painting, I think. Isn't it? I thought I saw it go.
It's gone.
I just didn't know what it was. I thought it was something else. Okay.
But of course.
You know, if you're ready.
It's a little bit of a stretch. Maybe we can move it more.
Yeah. More closer? Where is room in that corner? Oh, so.
Yeah, that'll work.
Got it.
It's good. The Hinky Punks and the Spunkies.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they again?
Hinky Punks and the Spunkies. Those are the two main major gangs.
Okay.
Because, you know, the JY, I mean, talk about political systems and organization of folk. I mean, that place is wild. Wild. They just... So, rather than a formal political system, the only actual organization is... on the planet, JY... But it's just a port. So other than arrivals and departures and goods wishing to be checked in for taxation, there's really nothing but gangs.
Gotcha.
That's right. They have those little committees with the one guy comes in and the representatives there, and they show their pusses there, and they get all gritty, and they tell them what they want and what they're going to take. Man, those guys are... some wild numbers. You know, the idea they come in there and they're actually going to leverage, you know, they're all going to trade and they're going to get to the table and they're taking what they want, you know. But obviously they make it work. So I really can't say anything against those guys.
I mean, you could do business, but you got to make sure that you respect the social order of things, that you don't be thinking you can do business for free.
Absolutely.
You go in there, and when you come out, you better count your fingers, toes, and tentacles. Because those guys will slip right off.
So you got to align yourself with a gang. You know, the matrix of the major players.
That's right, a real mouthpiece.
We got the Hinky Punk. Hinky Punks. Are they more of a sort of a rock and roll outfit? I mean, music, as we all know, is the fuel of this galaxy. And so if you really want to specialize in rock and roll, you got to work with the Hinkie Punk. If you're more of like a funk and soul kind of a character, you gotta roll with the Spunkies, y'all. You got to roll with the Spunkies. Most everything is the Hinkie Punks versus the Spunkies. Major dance battles and major battle bands. Hinkie Punks versus the Spunkies. Very similar, really.
Don't tell them that. They don't want to hear
that at all.
From a rumor that I heard, they actually came from the same branch, of the same tree. That's the Knicks. That's how a lot of the political systems work, you know. Throughout the galaxy, so I heard.
True that.
Menendez, then factions happen. One, you know, somebody wants to wear the crown in the town.
True. I mean, you got the Hinkie Punks. They got combat boots, and they like them tight, ripped jeans. They like putting different colors and feathers and decorations in their hairs.
Right.
They like them old faded t-shirts with holes in it. Can't even read the pattern that was once on it. But you're a Spunky. No, you like fly sneakers. You want to be able to dance and move without stomping like a Hinkie Punk. You want to groove on that dance floor. Like a nice element to your wardrobe if you're spunky. You know, they like to feel fly, be looking tight. But not in that black eyeliner around all your eyeballs. Ugh. All 6, 7, 12. Ugh. All that makeup.
This character's like new old school aristocratic old Frodo wave. It's like that real dodgy bit of high collar, but kind of an air of pizzazz. Zesty. Upper crust. Smells sharp. Always speaking that tone of voice that really catches your ear. It's almost hypnotic.
Spunky. Go down, Spunky.
Spunky.
fuel up, y'all.
That's right. When you want to seal the deal, you raise your hand up, reach your hand out. All those around you to the stars, what you say? We're here now. All right.
JY, better be ready.
It's a joke.
Go with it. Whatever it is. Whether you have a desired it or a non-consciously desired it or a dreamed about it or a forgotten about dreamed about it, it's in the JY. And if you come to the JY, you are likely to find it if you let it find you.
Oh, yeah. These characters, you know, they like to complain about, oh, the JY, that's where they come from. It's so mystical and all that. Oh, yeah, they come from a real badass place, you know. Oh, my goodness. They come from a concrete jungle. Yeah. Oh, please. We have concrete. We got microbial jungles. We have data wire clusters. Oh my goodness. Like, how concrete is the least of your worries if you're coming to the JY? People eat concrete. They literally eat concrete. You can't walk on the concrete because somebody might be somebody's lunch. That's really not respectful. You can't do that. Not in the JY. So if you're coming for
respect concrete.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
You gotta have a lot of respect in the JY.
You have to respect the borders in the JY, the boundaries, and the barriers, because they are very thin in the JY. So if you don't respect them, they won't exist at all.
So true.
You got to use all your optical nerves there when it comes to, you know, who you may cross, to what boundaries you might cross, because, you know, you don't want to disrespect, and of course, it might land on, one of your ventricles. It might stop you in your tracks, and you go, oh, did I just not learn the laws here? Did I not learn the rules? Did I disrespect somebody?
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. No. Poke your right in your non-pokeables. Woo! Yeah.
That's
that.
want that to
happen. You don't want that to happen.
But that's enough. I mean, it's everybody's hopping from one little microcosm of a community to the next, constant. You're always moving, so you got to know where you are. It's a difficult thing. It's a complicated thing to know where you are. But you got to.
Okay. You got to know. And don't get me wrong, I mean, there's a lot of the Hankies and all those guys, you know, there's some wild cards out there, but there's some really smart, bright guys, bright beings. You know, there's a lot to learn. But you have to keep your, you gotta keep your mind, or whatever you got, that's, you know, type of a mind, a brain cluster, a brain thinking receptacle, that's what you're gonna, you know. Hey, you know, if you don't understand, record it, play it back to yourself later. You know, but there's smart people and there's a lot to learn, and don't take any moments for granted.
Never take it for granted. You learn it.
Learn it, rehearse it, regurgitate it. It's not all good times, milkshakes, and cotton candy. But it could be. I mean,
hey, at Rock's Shop. Rock's Shop on the eastern, the quadrant closest to the north sector.
Oh, with all the radiation, but yeah. But it's okay, yeah.
They say that you can't make ice cream that good without that kind of radiation.
And I believe it, because I've had some of that.
It's one of a kind.
It's an all-over-body sensation kind of thing. Woo, and it stays with you.
Have you had the A-Bomb Bing Cherry?
No, but I've heard great things about it. I wish. Oh, man. I had the Sizzle Green Fizzle.
Man. Woo!
It's something I'm still kind of, I haven't slept in a while. I don't know if you can tell. It's still with me.
Sizzle's been known.
It lingers.
Yes, linger with that sizzle.
Are you having a little Half-Life crisis?
good people is JY. Some of those other crews out there, they don't travel in, you know, this far in, so they don't know what they're missing. You know, they just linger on the forbidden tales. And the thing is, honestly, I don't go out to the Outlands anyway. You know, what's there? I mean, those guys are, I mean, we have a rock shop, but they're eating rocks. I mean, like, what's in there? I mean, if that's your thing, it's fine, but I'm not going to go out there. Everything right here in this cluster, totally, you know, spaghetti with the good stuff. I'm on it.
Yeah, because, you know, I wouldn't want to be leaving our own little spunky haven here. And then we might run into some hinky punks. I don't want to challenge myself in that way if I don't have to. Here with the spunkies. Oh, but you know what? Once in a while, I do have the patience for an hinky punk. Little known crew, but man, you know, they got open minds. They got really open minds. You heard of the Angie Puffs, right?
I heard them. It's like the thing is, they get a little bit of a bad rep because some people just don't know, you know, because they're a slim pack, but they're real down to earth. Yeah. Always willing to share. You know, they're very, you know, very like old school tribal in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Very generous.
Exactly. You know, they circle up in this, you know, tell you of their journey. Good people to, you know.
You know, there are those of us who are natives here to JY Ring. We stay here. We travel at home.
Native
to the JY.
Born and raised in the JY.
Well, ain't nobody really born and raised in the JY, so to speak.
I just thought they were conceived here.
But you know, I mean, because all of us, you know, JY, it's really kind of like a big old orphanage for grown-up folk. We all came from somewhere else, whether you came from CM, whether you came from Shaw, whether you came from the Thori Rule Circle, so many worlds there with so many numbers of unhappy folk gotta go find themselves another home across the galaxy. They may end up here. But then I think lot of those folk, they would tell you, they knew as soon as they got here, as soon as they saw that big circle revolving around the star, just the one hub, the one planet, JY. But the ring, the JY ring, it's just so much themes, it almost feels like a giant crown around the head that is the star at the center. It's all connected, you can tell, even though there's space between. I mean, it's lots of little things, but they're all connected. It's comforting. You realize that maybe here, with so many tiny different worlds moving fluidly between each other and having such free and open trade, I mean free and open as long as you respect the rules and either align yourself with a hinky punk or a spunky or an indie puff if you're one of those independent types that can't make up their minds. But you know, you see, like maybe after not belonging where I was from, maybe here, in this flowing infinity, circle, zero, that is everything, because it's got that light in the middle. It's the view from space on your way in. You get closer. Now, all you can see is JY. It's the main port. It's where you have to check in before you're allowed to travel around the ring. You have to check in. But they don't require a passport. They really don't care. You just sign a book with your name, the date. There's an optional paragraph area left blank if you wish to put in anything about your history or loved ones you might be hoping to reconnect with if they ever come themselves. And then you can just go. It's easy to get lost. They're waiting for you right outside of immigration. Representatives from all of the ruling, the dominant gangs. You can tell, you know, I mean, you got your rock and rollers if you want to be a hinky punk. You got your funk stars. If you're more attracted to the spunky way of life. And if you're quite, you know, and you want to be able to just dress in whatever way you want and explore any kind of music you want, any kind of cultural ideals you want, then you probably wander off towards the end.
It's all right. Gotta be who you gotta be. It's all right. Represents. Angie Puff. Wave the flag, wave it high. Be who you are, it's alright. Shed your skin if you got it.
Get new threads if you wanna. You into JY now, baby. We got all the stores, all the styles, every kind of clothing, jewelry, decoration of self you could wish to explore. Try on. Take it, don't take it.
That's right, you can trade for what you need. If you got it, somebody might want it, you can trade for it. It's a leg up in the universe. It ain't jump. No such a thing as jump in the JY. Don't you know? It ain't a waste. Nothing's too late. Put it on the table if you're willing and able. You can always level up, but you can't go down. Be JY, baby. Be free. Be who you make to be.
One little alien's junk and garbage might be another little alien's treasure.
Thank you.
fears, and that's why I left home, actually. I was afraid to get bored, and I was already bored. I want to see different types, I want to hear different types of music every day. I want to see all the different styles, all the different ships, all the different decor. Everybody's got their own. Rocks at Thomas Street, and some places you find that just metal and glass. Some places you find it's almost like you're in a greenhouse, and some places they made a little desert in their little dome. They do so many different tastes and styles, so many different objects for sale. Money, but I guess, you know, we do keep credits. We can have accounts. We don't have accounts with each other. I guess that's how it works in the end. That's why you have to be live in front of us, because ultimately your crew, your gang, would be responsible for your debts. That's why the natives here have organized themselves in this sort of between, mostly party. Did you find your lounges? There you can buy just like holiday quiet tea houses. They do have a lot of tea houses. Maybe you can find them.
What's that y'all talking about over there? Talking about the JY? You know that. I'm born and bred JY. In my crew, I'm in charge of the hustle. I flex much muscle on my hustle. you know, kind of self-appointed, but they know who to look to. My main game is Fleen. Some people use shards, some people use cards. I don't find it hard. Fleen is just a state of mind. I waste no time flexing. That's my hustle muscle, baby. That's how I do it. When you're born and bred, you gotta know where to put the butter. I make the butter. I turn it right.
Stars up out there, so many solar systems, so many places to go. So let's go where we can, where we can. Washed up, J.Y. Green. And you know, the music too young to be a star. I mean, you don't have to tell me any specifics. You don't have to tell me any details if you want to. Did you come here to see if you like to?
You're listening to Midnight Radio Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay tuned as we continue our tour of the galaxy. New culture grows out of this interaction. individual's perspective on life and music. On life and music. Is from, aren't you from Enu in the Thori World Circle? We haven't explored much over there yet in our specific adventures so far. However, I recognize this one as being an original native of Enu. I can tell from all your robotic parts, all of your additions. Even your voice box. You don't have to tell me how you got here. Because you're here now. You're here now.
Mm-hmm.
chilling out in JY, you know what I'm saying? Me and my peoples. Chillaxing, you know what I'm saying? Netflix and chill, you know what I'm saying?
That's the ice
cream.
JY. Yes, the ice cream.
JY.
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 Chillin' JY.
JY. You gotta shake your thing.